All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to you to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 26, 2023. It is 10:32 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. And we will begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for blessing this court and all the elected officials, our families, and the staff of Jefferson County. We thank you for giving us this day, another day to worship you and to lead this county in the direction that most people would be proud of. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty, we're going to begin our agenda item under purchasing. Well, before that, we're going to have a moment of public comment. Does anybody present who wishes to make public comment about any of the items that are on the Commissioner's Court agenda today or on the addendum? You may approach the lectern. If you're appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no public comment, we'll go to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for a term contract for mowing for Jefferson County. Item B is to rescind award of items 4 and 5 for the term contract for trash and biomedical waste containment services for Jefferson County with BAK Global LLC. Item C is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for statements of qualification for professional grant planning, administration, management services for Community Wildfire Protection Plan, Department of Agriculture grant, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item D is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for professional grant administration and project management for USDA Forest Service Community Wildfire Defense Grant projects through the USDA pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item E is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for professional grant administration and planning services for NOAA Transformational Habitat Restoration and Coastal Resilience Grant Projects pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item F is consider and approve a renewal of a term contract for the Sheriff's Department Law Enforcement Corrections Equipment and Uniforms for a second one-year renewal with Burgoon Company Galls LLC and TND Workwear Company LLC from October 3rd, 2023 to October 2nd, 2024. And by addendum, item G is consider and approve a discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.024A7A for items for which competition is precluded because of the existence of patents, copyrights, secret processes, or monopolies for annual maintenance services for accounting financial system with Superion LLC, a Central Square Company, in the amount of $70,120.07. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
We've been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Mid-County Maintenance for a tax office awning project in the amount of $35,039. Item B is consider and approve a budget amendment for the jail for additional costs for fringes in the amount of $100,000. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for the Dispute Resolution Center for additional costs for supplies in the amount of $300. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for Mid-County Maintenance for additional costs for contractual services in the amount of $300. Item E is to receive and file the sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2024. Item F is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending August 31st, 2023. Item G is to receive and file an order for a tax rate of 0.359000 cents per $100 valuation. Item H is to receive and file the 2023-2024 budget.
Can we do I and J separate?
Yeah. Item K is to consider and approve a subrecipient agreement for the American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with Land Manor. Item L is to receive and file the Vine Victim Information and Notification Everyday Program Service Agreement with APRIS for the period September 1st, 2023 through August 31st, 2024. Cost of the contract for the county is being reimbursed to us by the Attorney General's office. Item M is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $554,264.19 to LaSalle for revenue received from other entities for inmate housing by them. Item N is regular county bills, check numbers 510247 through 510474. And by addendum, item O is consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the county grant, Texas Department of Agriculture Home Delivered Meal Grant Program for Nutrition and Services for Seniors for fiscal year 2023-2024. Item P is consider and approve a resolution authorizing the county grant for the Texas Department of Agriculture Home Delivered Meal Grant Program for the Center for Christian Services for fiscal year 2023-2024. And item Q is consider and approve a budget transfer for County Court at Law Number 2 for additional costs for supplies in the amount of $23. Do you have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Discussion. And I guess, Mr. Swain,
yes, sir.
Item A, we've got a budget transfer, and I thought that we had budgeted for that awning project at the tax office.
Correct, but we aren't going to be able to finish it in this fiscal year, so we're going to transfer it to capital project.
Thank you. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we're going to move on to county commissioners. Item I is conduct a public hearing pursuant to Chapter 300 of the Texas Health and Safety Code to discuss the amount of the mandatory provider payments for the Jefferson County Health Care Provider Participation Program and how the revenue derived from those payments is to be spent for fiscal year 2024. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Public hearing is now open. Is there anything you'd like to say to bring the attention of the public, Mr. Swain or Ms. Lee, regarding the preferred provider program?
It's still the 6% of their med patients. So it's about a $4.4 million increase in payments that they would bring in to then leverage.
$50 million. And those are payments from the local health care providers that we sent, put in a conduit to the state, and they get enhanced reimbursements by participating in this program for provision of indigent health care. Okay, any public comment? Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Item J is consider and approve a schedule for mandatory provider payments for the Jefferson County Healthcare Provider Participation Program for fiscal year 2024. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We'll move on to County Commissioners. Item A is consider and possibly approve an order to extend the disaster declaration for drought conditions pursuant to Section 108B of the Texas Government Code. Item B is conduct a public... Pass that up. We'll come back to B and C. Item D is to receive and file an order of appointment for Justice of the Peace Precinct Day pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 27.055B. Item E is conduct, we'll pass up E and F. Item G is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for the Family Drug Court. And then item H is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an application to renew the Texas PACE authority to administer the Texas PACE program for Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on items A, D, G, and H?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, we'll move on to item B under County Commissioners. Item B is conduct a public hearing regarding the renewal of the Port Arthur LNG reinvestment zone pursuant to Section 312.401 et sec of the Property Redevelopment and Tax Abatement Act. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We now open up a public hearing regarding the renewal of the Port Arthur LNG reinvestment zone pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Property Tax and Redevelopment Act. If you wish to make public comments, you'll come to the lectern. If you're online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comment, we'll close this time and move on to item C to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file an order to renew the reinvestment zone for Port Arthur LNG pursuant to Section 312.401 et sec of the Property Redevelopment and Tax Abatement Act. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioners Erickson and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And I would just note that the tax code requires us to renew these investment zones every couple of years. It does not involve any change in those. All right, item E is conduct a public hearing regarding expanding the OCI 2022 reinvestment zone to include additional parcels of land adjoining the existing reinvestment zone. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. This public hearing is now open for the purposes of making comment regarding adding additional parcels to the OCI reinvestment zone. Again, if you're in court, you'll need to come to the lectern. If you're appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comment, we'll close this public comment section. Move on to item F to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file an order to amend the OCI 2022 reinvestment zone to include additional land which adjoins it pursuant to Chapter 312.401 et sec of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we will move on to a little bit out of order now. The Sheriff's Department, item A, is to consider possibly approve a resolution recognizing Stanley Shipper for his 20 years and 3 months of service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Department, wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on this item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Shipper, would you like to come up with the sheriff to the lectern?
Yes.
And I will read this resolution. It says, whereas Stanley Shipper has devoted 20 years and 3 weeks of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and has pledged his services as a reserve pilot in 1991, became a full-time deputy pilot in 2003. And while making a contribution to law enforcement in Jefferson County, he served as a pilot of the helicopter and the fixed-wing jet and airplane, and was instrumental in coordinating and navigating the extradition of inmates. And whereas through hard work and commitment, Stanley E. Shipper has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Stanley is recognized for his devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will be missed by his friends and co-workers and by the Commissioner's Court, I might add. And whereas, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court does hereby honor and commend Stanley Shipper for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioner's Court. Sheriff, Stanley, who wants to talk first?
I'll talk first because Stanley is a man of very few words. Right, Stan? This is a hard one. You know, I consider him a pioneer when we first started, you know, the aviation unit, you know, long before I was sheriff. I don't know how many flights that Stanley has flown. I think people don't understand the impact of both fiscally that he has had transporting inmates across the country, and then, you know, going pick them up, bringing them back, securing those waterways in the helicopter during storms, the hay bales for cows or cattle, or even people that couldn't get, you know, that were landlocked or waterlocked and couldn't get help. And so he's one of those quiet heroes that most people in our community or in the county don't recognize that we have out there. Yeah, he carries a gun. I've never, ever seen him raise his voice. He's a guy that, you know, I normally don't like to see the pilot when I fly. And so in our plane, the few times that I've actually flown, I know that I'm safe because Stanley will never take an unnecessary risk. You know, and so the missions that we do that people don't know about day or night, he's usually the guy in charge. And so whether I'm the sheriff or not, he always outranked everybody who was in the plane or the helicopter. So not only will the sheriff's office miss him, but the county will miss him. I've done everything I can the last few weeks to try to encourage him to stay a little bit longer, because replacing him, you know, we've got a bunch of young, good guys that he's been training. You know, and he tells me that they're okay, that they're going to do the job. But because he says that, I feel good about his retirement, and I do want him to go and enjoy life, enjoy grandkids, and be able to leave, you know, at this time when he's still healthy enough to enjoy it. Many of us don't do that. But our county will certainly miss him.
Yeah, I will tell you that I have certainly had a deep appreciation for Stanley. He's flown me several times with governmental and non-governmental organizations to view storm destruction damage, and to view our coast and marshes with people who had the purse strings for a lot of grant funding for coastal restoration, which has resulted in us receiving over $200 million in coastal restoration funds. And so I appreciate the money that the county has saved as a result of his work, both as a pilot and through mechanical abilities. And I did hear him raise his voice once when my leg got on the control of the helicopter. But other than that, I think you're right, Sheriff. So, Stanley, would you like to say something?
Well, I appreciate all of y'all's kind words. It's been a good time. Good 30 years. I've had a great, you know, the sheriff, she has stepped up, and we got some new young guys coming on board, and they're going to continue working in the program and keep the aviation unit going.
Well, Stanley, I got to say, I don't think it's been a job for you. You're one of those people that found something they really like to do and made a career out of it. And you've done a great job. And I think we got 10 free years out of you. So, you know, kudos to the previous sheriff and those folks for that. But, I think I've known you since about 1991. You still owe me dinner for being one of those people who encouraged me to marry my wife. So I appreciate you. Thank you for all you've done for the county.
Yeah, I'd like to also say in the previous job, we got to work together in the navigation district. And I know they're going to really miss you, and you did a great job there. And I just want to say thanks for them, too.
I offered him to come hang out at the hangar. Anytime.
Oh, yeah, let's keep him on desk. Keep him the coffee. So here's your cup.
We're not getting rid of any of his stuff.
Yep.
Well, dadgum, if you enjoyed your job so much and we paid you, I think you owe us. Stanley, I'm going to give you a flag that was flown over the courthouse in your honor. We do deeply appreciate your contributions to the county. Thank you so much. We do wish you the very best.
Thank you.
With everything here, we'd like to give it as a favor, buddy. Thank you. All right. We have one item under Human Resources, considering possibly approved granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Trudy Grinnell, an employee of the Clinton County Clerk's Office, for an ADA accommodation. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, we have several items. Item A is consider, execute, receive, and file a joint election. Okay, let's do this. Items A through H are to consider, execute, receive, and file joint election agreements and election services contracts between Jefferson County and A, the City of Beaumont, B, the City of Port Neches, C, the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3, D, Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4, E, Jefferson County Water Control and Improvement District Number 10, F, Port Neches Groves ISD, G, Sabine Pass ISD, H, City of Nome. These are all for the November 7th, 2023 election. Do I have a motion on items A through H?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by everyone. All right. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, item A is considering possibly approving and authorize county judge to execute a lease amendment between Jefferson County and Stone Oak Management LLC for Hangar 7 at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. The amendment transfers the lease from Stone Oak Management LLC to Kurt Tractor GP LLC. The owner of Stone Oak Management also owns Kurt Tractor GP and desires to transfer the lease agreement from the former to the latter. Item B is considering possibly approving and receive a donation of various artworks from the Clifton Steamboat Museum and the Hearn family for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport pursuant to Local Government Code Section 81.032. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Environmental Control, we have one item to consider and possibly approve Environmental Control's application for the NEHA-FDA Retail Flexible Funding Model Grant Program. These are fully funded grants in the amounts up to $46,500 required, no county match. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Okay, been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file investment schedule for August 2023, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Sinegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under engineering, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a minor plat of Cragen Estates, a subdivision out of and part of Joseph Gallier Survey Abstract Number 130, Jefferson County, Texas, located off Borough Wingate Road in Precinct Number 2. It's not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction. It's met all of Jefferson County's platting requirements. Do I have a motion on these items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That completes our regular agenda. I'll just note it that on the County Treasurer's report and investment schedule, the weighted average yield is up to 4.546% for this month. It has been as high as 5.26280%, 5.320%, with earnings in this fiscal year of almost $6.9 million, which is good and bad. Good for us, bad for inflation, but thank you to the work of the Treasury Department for that. And I'm going to, commissioners, any commissioner or elected official have anything they wish to bring the attention of the public without our taking action? I would like to say that for individuals who have been a part of the STAN, which is our Southeast Texas Alerting Network, which is administered through the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission and all area local governments and industry are able to get out emergency notifications to individuals throughout our four county area of Jefferson, Orange, Hardin, and Jasper counties. We're changing our vendor of that program, and because of some software or input writing issues, moving from the old Blackboard Connect to the new Southeast Texas Alerting Network, which can be accessed at thestan.com, thestan.com. Old accounts will no longer receive messages, for it's going to be necessary for people to come in and sign up again at thestan.com. Put your cell phone numbers in there. Register for members of your family that you're able to go in and tell the program what areas of the county you want notifications for. If you live in Port Neches and work in Port Arthur, you can get notifications for both those areas. If you live in Beaumont, work in Nederlands, same thing. You can get notifications for whatever area you want. If you have a lake house, you can sign up, I think, for Jasper County. So in order to stay informed about events that happen, anything from train derailments, pipeline ruptures, to weather events and so forth, please go and sign up at thestan.com. Any other elected official have anything they wish to bring the attention of the public? If not, then we're going to adjourn this meeting, then we're going to reconvene into a workshop with the Regional Planning Commission about our 911 Emergency Network District in Southeast Texas. And you, of course, are all welcome to stay if you wish. I noticed we've got the Mayor of Nederland, Representative Mayor Nugent. Thank you for being here. We got the Port Neches and Nederland City Managers. And I think we'll have a few more coming in. But commissioners, anything else? And it is 11:02 a.m. on Tuesday, September 26th, and we are adjourned.